We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is episode one of The Real Taylor McKay. What you don't know about me.
The second mic doesn't matter.
What does that even mean? Rude. Okay, this is called Taylor and Abel. Abel and Taylor's podcast. Can you tell we're a little irritated with each other already? And it's only episode one. But it's real life. This is what I'm talking about. The real Taylor and Abel McKay.
Yeah.
I just did that. Yep. I think the first episode should be about, you know, that one day when you kept saying some questions to me, the certain phrase. You kept saying it to me over and over. And I was like, what in the world are you talking about? Do you remember what it was?
I remember exactly what it was.
What was it?
I remember the day because I was up all night trying to work through business stuff.
Which you do often.
Work, which happens.
He never sleeps. It's weird.
All I wanted to do was watch Hulu, but then I decided, I'm going to look up YouTube motivational talks or videos. Mm-hmm. And a video came across and I started listening to it and it had a compilation of all these different just snippets of, you know, Denzel Washington saying some inspirational thing.
Yeah.
But long story short is there was one segment and it said, when did you start living? And then I started asking you that because
over
it just,
and over. And he wouldn't explain it to me. He's like, no, just answer the question. When did you start living? And I was like, January 19th, 1988. And he's like, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
Well, it hit me like a ton of rocks. It really started to make me think about what I was doing in that very moment, what I was doing in my life to achieve what I envisioned to be success.
Hulu, hello. Yes, success.
But I wasn't watching Hulu.
I thought you said you were going to watch Hulu.
I was going to, but then I decided to listen to motivational speeches and continue
to
do my work.
Maybe I should start listening better. Yeah.
I didn't watch Hulu.
So he kept asking me this question over and over. I remember being at Red Robin in Liberty. Holla. Love that place. Hashtag not an ad. Kept asking me that dang question. And I just wanted to shove a hamburger in my face. Like I was starving. And so I was a little hangry.
That's normal.
You know what I mean? Oh my. Be quiet. Okay. I do love food. Anyway. So he kept asking me that question. And then he said, no, think about it real quick. So I thought about it. And I was like, maybe I'm not living. You know what I mean? Like I think we all kind of hold ourselves back in a way. There's a whole bunch of things we want to accomplish in life, but for some reason, mentally, we hold ourselves back. And just like you said, that hit you with a ton of bricks. That day it hit me with a ton of bricks. And I was like, I want to change that. And so I kind of put together a list of things I wanted to do. And I thought to myself, okay, my 30th birthday is coming up. This would be the perfect time to just like switch gears and start living. Like whatever I want to do, let's just do it. Yeah, we don't have a lot of money, but let's just do it. Live life to the fullest. We've been married for almost 10 years now.
My hormones
are all over the place.
I think we just in that simple statement that you just made, you just boxed yourself into saying living requires money. But living does not require money. Living,
but it definitely makes it a lot.
It makes living possible and more comfortable, but you do not have to achieve a fulfilling life through simply spending money.
Right.
I think most people make that connection that, I want to do all these things. I want to travel. I want to do this. It requires money. When I was thinking about this, to me, spending my time doing accounting versus watching Hulu is living. Watching Hulu to me personally, it's entertainment, but it's not getting me anywhere. It's not making, helping me do something or achieve something that I can, not only further my own personal gain, right, but I could also go help someone else because I attained knowledge by not just watching Hulu.
See, this is why we're perfect for each other, though, because in my life, it's always like, just have as much fun as you want. Watch Hulu, Netflix, eat a cupcake, whatever.
But there's definitely a balance.
Yeah,
there,
for sure. And that's, I think you balance me out, which is good. You know, you pull me back in and then you're like, no, let's focus. Let's kind of have a 5-year, 10-year plan. let's head somewhere together instead of just being content with where we are and not wanting to progress in a way. So that day really did make a huge difference in my life. And now I am officially 30 years old. Yay! I am ancient. And it feels good though, because it's like a clean slate. And I put together something to really start living. I've always wanted to do this. I've had a bucket list forever, but I decided to write it down and kind of tell people about it so that they can kind of follow along in a way. So I created 30 for 30. So 30 things I will do in the year of my 30th year here on Earth. So I just kind of want to read some of these. Some of these are a little uncomfortable. Some of these scare me to death. For instance, swimming with a shark or a whale. I have an obsession with like sea creatures. You do too, Abel. We got to swim with dolphins just a couple months ago. But I'm like, I want to up it. And it's going to scare me half to death. But why not do it? Live a little.
And yeah, so, I think living a little involves definitely, it's being comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Right.
Also, it involves taking a risk. I'm a very risk averse person. Right. And so, I mean, doing things that you don't normally do. And I think that's what you're doing.
For sure.
And I think you just want to share it. You want to share those moments, whether or not people actually join you and like, oh, because I know one of them is skydiving and yes. Some of your friends reach down and say, uh-huh. Hey, we want to do this with you.
Right.
But at the same time, it's more so.
It's for myself.
Doing a podcast or through video.
Right.
Being able to share those moments and share those bucket list items with other people.
Social media mentality is like, oh, I'm doing this for somebody else. How many likes am I going to get on this? I'm not about that. I'm about taking photos that I like. Okay, I'm sometimes about that. Abel just gave me that little smirk. Babe, don't reveal all my secrets this episode. I want to do things for myself. Whatever I want to capture, it is my life. It is my social media accounts. All that matters is that I'm going to have all these memories to keep forever. So I just want to read some of my bucket list items so that you can either follow along or I will just have these. I'll have amazing videos and mediocre podcasts about them. So one of them, like I said, swim with whales or dolphins would be amazing. Visit Elephant Rock National Park, which is here in
sharks.
Wait, what?
I thought it's sharks or whales.
What did I say?
Whales or dolphins.
Oh, did I say whales or sharks?
Because we've already swam with dolphins.
Yeah, we did swim with
dolphins. I'm not going to let you get a cheap out like that.
Hey now, and they can be baby sharks. I didn't specify. Visit Elephant Rock National Park. I believe it's like south of St. Louis, which I think would be so much fun. It reminds me of a national park in Utah, Arches. It kind of looks like that in a way. So I'd love to do that.
Fun.
Abel does not like doing stuff like that. I'll make sure to do a hike too. He loves hiking.
Make sure to exclude me on that trip.
Skydiving. You want to skydive with me, babe?
Negative.
All right, moving on. Get scuba certified. You'll do that one.
I'll at least try that.
So you will go with me to swim with whales or sharks?
You
can be on the boat.
I'm going to definitely go. Whether or not I jump in the water, that's going to be a completely different. I about panicked and drowned in the middle of Barbados.
Oh my goodness. Ooh, I wish I had video of that. This big old football player having a panic attack. So we'll do that one together. Get scuba certified. Just do it. Live a little, babe. Live a little. Give a crisp $100 bill to a deserving waiter or waitress. I've always wanted to do this, but I always hold myself back.
Once again, because money's of money. Involved.
Exactly. Volunteer every month. I love doing service. There's an amazing website called justserve.org where I can find all my service opportunities. Fly first class. I've always wanted to do this.
I've done that.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
Ugh. Judging you so hardcore right now.
It's not all that great.
Really? No, I want to try it though.
It is comfortable.
Also, stay in an all-inclusive resort. You want to come with me or should I do a girls trip?
You should save our money.
Oh, whatever. You signed off on all of these, buddy.
I did sign off on it, so.
Wear a bra while running. Woo woo. So this isn't me just like ripping off my shirt and running around with my bra. It is I want to be so physically in shape that I am comfortable enough to run around in my sports bra, run like a mile down the street. I see some women doing this and not even all of them have six pack abs, but they are so comfortable and confident with themselves that they do it. They don't care what other people think.
So it's not necessarily the bra itself or the action of running. It's more so a display of confidence.
Yeah, and the bra wouldn't help too. But I am wearing pants. Just a
bra. It's just bra socks. That's all she's going to be running down the street in.
Which gets us to our next one, spend a night in jail. Because I said, well, if you do that, you're going to end up in jail, buddy. I have this weird obsession with prisons and jails. I watch all the shows. All the shows. Obviously, I would not be able to survive with Gen Pop. So
you wouldn't survive, period.
So this would have to go through. Whatever. I know how to make some shanks.
No, I'm not talking about that.
What do you mean?
They only have 3 meals a day.
Woo!
You and your Cheez-Its.
All right. No Cheez-Its.
I listen to the show.
Oh, you do.
You have nonstop Cheez-Its, LaCroix, and Dirty Water.
Yes, I know. Okay, so maybe I won't survive because of the food, whatever. I want to do this, and I'm going to make it happen. One of our listeners suggested there is a prison somewhere, I think on the Kansas side. You can pay money, which again, money, to spend a night there, and they help you like try to break out or something. Pretty cool. So I'm going to look into that. I really want to do it. All of these can be accomplished. I truly think that I can do all of these. If you want to see the full list, go to taymckay.com to see the full list. And we will be back every single Monday. We're going to be doing weekly podcasts. Right, babe?
Weekly.
Weekly podcasts. So next Monday, mark us down. Okay, bye. How do you want to end it? That was awkward. We got to figure out like our, what do we always say? Peace out. Peace out.
Deuces.
Deuces.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.